I sat down automatically, watching him with caution. He was still smiling. It was hard to believe that someone so beautiful could be real. I was afraid that he might disappear in a sudden puff of smoke and I would wake up. He seemed to be waiting for me to say something. "This is different," I finally managed. "Well," he paused, and then the rest of the words followed in a rush. I decided as long as I was going to hell, I might as well do it thoroughly. I waited for him to say something that made sense. The seconds ticked by. "You know, I don't have any idea what you mean," I eventually pointed out. "I know." He smiled again, and then he changed the subject. "I think your friends are angry with me for stealing you." "They'll survive." I could feel their stares boring into my back. "I may not give you back, though," he said with a wicked glint in his eyes. I gulped. He laughed. "You look worried." "No," I said, but ridiculously my voice broke. "Surprised, actually. What brought all this on?" "I told you. I got tired of trying to stay away from you. So I'm giving up." He was still smiling, but his ochre eyes were serious. "Giving up?" I repeated in confusion. "Yes. Giving up trying to be good. I'm just gonna do what I want now and let the chips fall where they may." His smile faded as he explained, and a hard edge crept into his voice.